Interval timer. A way to improve your focus and results at the gym. An interval timer is a device with two countdown clocks and a round counter. The two countdowns represent workout duration and rest duration, and the round represents how many repetitions of the two. An important function of a clip-on timer that goes on your belt is the vibrate mode that you will feel even when listening to music. Interval timers are both misunderstood and sometimes developed for another unique workout. One wristwatch timer I just looked at, for example, had a limit of 10 rounds, making it pretty useless for general fitness at the gym. An interval timer is part of a combination of tools and, in fact, can be eliminated if you are willing to start your fitness journey by jogging. Jogging is a more natural way to build up your endurance, and adding dumbbells will quickly prepare you for lifting at the gym. The natural jogger instinct says, "It's not a jog until it is straight through the hour, non-stop." The only difference between jogging and fitness or bodybuilding is that you add dumbbells and go up in weight as your body adapts. Not everyone wants to begin fitness and bodybuilding with jogging. Some people may be too large or may hope for instant results. Many will want to avoid the impact jogging will have on their body and get straight to bodybuilding and big muscle. Those who have been tricked into lifting heavy for a few seconds and then spend 99% of their stay on the phone will also benefit from a timer. Simply put, a timer tells you when to lift and when to rest, and how many times you repeat the cycle of lifting and resting. Fitness and bodybuilding that provides real results and health and fitness for life requires a full body exercise, and that can only mean dumbbells that weigh your body down. Furthermore, cycling standing dumbbell exercises lets one muscle group rest while you work on another without needing to stop. The encompassing system requires music and focusing on hitting every beat, one beat up, the next beat down, which helps you enter a dance trance that makes time pass faster and ensures that you are lifting at a consistent speed. For your body to enter the adaptation process that fitness and bodybuilding requires, you need to start in the beginning of the dumbbell rack and with the lightest weights. During jogging, once you can run through, you start with 3 pounds, and the rule is not so light that you can lift more, but not so heavy that you are forced to stop. With an interval timer, things are a little bit different. You also start in the beginning of the rack, but then you ask, "How long can I lift these dumbbells for, and how long must I rest to reliably do it again?" And then you set the round counter to fill the hour. As your body adapts, you must begin shortening the rest duration very slowly, and with the aim of eliminating your rest completely. You see how that is similar to jogging straight through. People who have trouble with focus will get a constant reminder from the vibrate function and never sit too long or even have a chance to lift too heavy. As they slowly shorten the rest period, they will eventually adapt to work out non-stop, at which point they can put the timer away. The dumbbell workout is just cycling lateral raise, standing curls, and the overhead shoulder press without stopping to rest. In a few weeks, the body will grow muscle and adapt to the challenge, allowing for slowly moving up higher in weight and growing even more muscle.